Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC. I'm so glad you could join us today. Let's say our motto. Repeat after me. I will tell my friends.
I will tell my friends.
So they can know God.
So they can know God.
Here's something I know about God. God wants us to follow Him. Have you ever played Follow the Leader?
I want to play.
Not right now, Fetch. I have a club meeting.
Throw the club. I'll run and get it. I want to play.
Okay, Fetch. Okay, calm down. This is Fetch. He's my dog, and he loves to play. Fetch likes to play Follow the Leader, don't you, Fetch?
You'll be a leader, Casey. I'll follow you. If you jump, I'll jump. If you run, I'll run. I'll catch you, Casey. I'll run fast.
Yes, you do, Fetch. Boys and girls, when you play Follow the Leader, you have to do whatever the leader does. If the leader jumps, you jump. If the leader crawls, you crawl.
I know how to crawl, Casey. I know how to crawl.
Whatever the leader does, you follow him and do the same thing. Being a Christian is like playing Follow the Leader. Do you know who the leader is when you're a Christian?
I know, Casey. I know. Ask me. I'll tell you.
Okay, Fetch. Who's our leader?
Jesus is. He's the leader. I am the follower.
That's right. The Bible says, imitate God in everything you do. Jesus prayed for sick people and they got better. So when we pray for sick people, they'll get better too. Why?
Because Jesus lives in your heart, Casey. Jesus is in your heart.
That's a good point, Fetch. Boys and girls, you can be a follower of Jesus when you receive him in your heart. Then you can do what Jesus did. If you want to ask Jesus to come live in your heart, then I want to pray with you. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now they can play too, Casey. They can follow the leader. Jesus is their leader now.
That's right, Fetch. Here, go, Fetch.
Where'd it go?
I didn't throw anything, but he thinks I did. So he'll be looking a long time.
Casey, what's wrong with Fetch? He's going crazy back there looking for something.
Speaking of crazy, what are you doing with that space helmet on your head?
Well, I'm trying to tell others about Jesus, but all my friends already have Jesus in their heart.
Okay, so how does the space helmet figure into this?
Well, I saw this movie where an alien lands on Earth and he says, "Take me to your leader." He was wearing a helmet like this. So I thought that if I had one too, maybe I could talk to the aliens and get them all saved.
We're talking about how Jesus is our leader today.
I know.
And Jesus wants us to follow him.
Jesus wants us and the aliens to follow him. I'm going to get the aliens to follow Jesus. When they say, "Take me to your leader," I'll lead them in a prayer to get Jesus in their hearts.
But what if they don't know who Jesus is?
Casey, everyone knows who Jesus is.
Well, no, they don't. You have to teach them. That's what Jesus did. He showed people that God is good. When someone was sick, Jesus prayed for them and they were healed. You can do the same thing.
Oh.
And Stacy, I don't think there are such things as aliens. That's just a movie. It's not real. So you should take off the helmet and just go meet some new people.
So that's why I couldn't find any aliens to talk to all day. They're not real. Thanks, Casey. I'll just go make some new friends and tell them all how much God loves them.
That's a good idea, Stacy.
Do you like to play pretend? Have you ever put on a cowboy hat and acted like a cowboy? Howdy, partner! Or maybe a pirate? Arr, matey. Or a superhero?
I'm Batman.
When I was a kid, I would spend hours pretending to be someone that I had seen in a movie or on TV. I was imitating them. The Bible is full of stories of Jesus imitating God. He acted just like God. In fact, Jesus tells us that he only said what God told him to say, and he only did what God told him to do. Jesus wants us to act just like him so that people can become saved. Jesus went and told people about the goodness of God, so his disciples did the same thing. We should do that too. Jesus went around healing the sick, so did his followers. We also should be doing that. We should be imitating God in everything we do. Today, our memory verse is Ephesians 5:1. Imitate God in everything you do. Can you say that with me? Say, imitate God in everything you do. The more you imitate God, the more you act like him and you talk like him. One more time. Imitate God in everything you do. Great job.
Now, boys and girls, is your heart and mind ready to receive God's word today?
I'm ready, Casey.
Heart, are you feeling okay?
I feel fine. Why do you ask?
You look a little green.
Oh, see, I was pretending to be an alien so Stacy could take me to her leader.
Oh.
Sorry I'm late. I was on my way here and I took off running because, please don't think I'm crazy, I saw an alien.
Ah! Casey! That's the alien!
That's not an alien, it's Heart.
Stacy and I were pretending to save the world.
Oh, well, at least it's for a good cause.
Okay, here's our Bible verse for today. Ephesians 5:1. Imitate God in everything you do. Let's say it together, boys and girls. Imitate God.
Imitate God.
In everything you do.
In everything you do.
I'm late, God, and everything is blue.
What? That's not how the verse goes. I said imitate God.
Imitate God? What does that mean?
We imitate God by acting like Jesus.
Like the way you were acting like an alien.
Exactly!
What did Jesus do when someone was sick?
Jesus prayed for them, and they were healed.
That's right. So when we see someone who is sick, we can pray for them. Jesus obeyed his parents, so we should obey our parents.
What about sharing toys? I really don't like to do that.
Well, we don't have any Bible stories about Jesus sharing toys, but we do know Jesus shared his food.
I don't like sharing my food either.
Since Jesus shared his food, we should too. And we should share our toys too.
That's right, Heart. Let's say the verse again, boys and girls. Imitate God.
Imitate God.
In everything you do.
In everything you do.
Imitate God in everything you glue.
No, imitate God in everything you do, not everything you glue.
Oh, that makes sense now. Ephesians 5:1. Imitate God in everything you do.
Ephesians 5:1. Imitate God in everything you do.
That's right. Good job, brain. Thanks, Heart. Now it's time for today's Bible story.
I can't wait to hear it.
And I can't wait to do it.
It's the hearer
and the doer
of God's word who's blessed.
One day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Peter and Andrew, throwing their nets into the water, for they fished for a living.
Don't you get tired of fishing, Andrew?
What other job is there where you get to enjoy the great outdoors, riding in a boat all day and catching yummy for my tummy fish?
Yeah, I like it too, don't get me wrong. It's just that I want to do something more with my life. I want my life to count for something.
Hey, Peter! Our nets are full of fish, thanks to Jesus. Let's get these fish to the market. We're gonna make a lot of money today.
Only I could do what Jesus is doing. He's really making his life count.
He's Jesus. You're a fisherman. Now come on, help me with these fish.
That's a lot of fish.
Jesus, We don't deserve what you've done for us.
Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people.
Is he serious? Fish for people?
I think so.
We're gonna need a bigger net.
A bigger net?
You heard that from way over there?
I heard everything you said, Peter. You want your life to count. Follow me. Do everything I do. You will pray for the sick and they will be healed. You will tell the devil no and he will go. You will teach people that God is good and they will follow you too.
Lead the way, sir.
Hey, wait for me!
Time for spiritual exercises. Everyone stand up on your feet. Here we go. You ready? Repeat after me. Stretch it up real high. I love the Lord with all my heart. Now show me your muscles. God is good. All the time. I'm not afraid. God is with me. Good. Now show me your Superman pose. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Nice work. Now these are my favorite. Kinky push-ups. Up, down, up, down. I love others like Jesus loves me. Whew, that was a good workout. All right, let's cool it down. Let's stretch it out. I obey my parents, for this pleases God. Woo! Good job, kids. Now, just shake it out. Shake it out. Turn around if you want. Woo! Good job, kids. I'm proud of you.
Casey, you know what my favorite part of the clubhouse was today?
No, what was it, Fuzzy?
I like the part where Brain thought Heart was an alien. What was that he said? Oh, yeah. Oh, that was really funny.
But what did you learn today, Fuzzy?
I learned what the only instrument found in a bathroom is.
What is the only instrument found in a bathroom?
A tuba toothpaste. Get it? Tuba toothpaste?
I get it. But that's not what we learned. Today we learned that Jesus wants us to follow him.
Where's he going?
What?
Well, if I have to follow Jesus, I'd like to know where he's going.
When Jesus says to follow him, he means to act like he acts, to do what he does and say what he says.
Jesus showed people God's love and he wants us to do the same.
Yes. Imitate God in everything you do.
Wait a minute. Imitate God? What happened to Jesus?
When you imitate Jesus, you are imitating God because Jesus imitated God.
Well, that makes sense.
Imitate God in everything you do, Ephesians 5:1. Can you say that, Fuzzy?
Imitate God in everything you do, Ephesians 5:1.
Very good. Say goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time at the Jesus and Me Clubhouse.